I almost hit the old intro. Do you want the old one or do you want the new one? You're right. Do you want the old one or the new one?
Just go already.
I'm sorry.
Hey, everybody.
All right, everybody shut up. It's time for the game.
That blows my mind. What'd he say?
He gave my address out on Facebook.
Did he dox you? I don't know. Jesus is coming.
If you say another word, you're out of here. And I was like, yeah, well, you're terrible, so.
You think you could kill that cat barehanded if it came at you?
No.
Oh, I think yes.
And this is Pod Bless.
Oh, yeah, funny things we just said to each other.
Welcome, everyone, to Pod Bless Podcast. If you're out there listening in the audio versions.
On a Wednesday.
We appreciate you for your patronage. But if you want to be live with us and comment in so we can talk back and forth with you, join us usually on Thursday nights at 9 o'clock.
We decided to change it to Wednesday because we wanted to be more like Jesus, and Jesus had church on Wednesday.
True.
Is that
facts?
Also, we wanted to watch a football game tomorrow.
I don't care.
But more importantly,
yeah, I could give two flips less about that game.
If we get good viewer reception, maybe we should just move to Wednesdays permanently.
Oh, dude, you should totally watch the thing I put out for people to know we were playing Wednesdays. I added a bunch of stuff in. Did you watch it?
No.
You should look it up on, well, you can't on your phone.
My phone is being used as a camera.
It's the story on Pod Bless, though. You should look it up. It's pretty funny.
They're doing the double thing again.
I don't know why that's going on.
Okay. Makes it look like there's
I bet you that the video you sent us today that Joey should have watched and did the thing to would have fixed it.
That would have fixed it. Probably that and a lot more.
Joey. I'll take that heat.
You should take that heat.
I'll take that heat.
I mean, we could shut down the live and fix it and still be talking as in the show. I'm just kidding.
No, we're good.
Anyway, who knows talking? I can't see very well.
Who's talking? We got Brandon Moore.
I usually put the TV
Chris
closer.
Jackson. Floyd's here. Rosemary's here. Brian Daniels is here, confused. Everyone's kind of confused because, you know, it's not Thursday.
Joey's religion made us do a Wednesday night.
Pastor Derek.
Well, Derek's not coming in a while.
Did he really make some gumbo tonight? We need to get up there and get some gumbo.
Somebody else made gumbo. Donna Fitch made gumbo back home.
Brian, what am I supposed to do tomorrow night? Watch the Bengals?
They're going to lose.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
They're going to win that game.
Dude,
would you have some confidence, please? My goodness. Will you trust
know how
Joe?
All the people
hey,
are hurt.
I'm religious. I trust in facts and
yes.
science. And
sweet tart ropes.
In the American way. But, oh, you dropped your nerd rope thing.
Tonight's episode is sponsored by Joe Biden.
the price of a nickel was two scoops of ice cream. So.
Randy's here.
Hey, Randy.
Randy. Oh,
how's Wisconsin, I figured out Randy lives in Wisconsin.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Is it cold in Wisconsin, Randy?
Oh, it's got to be. You know how north they are?
By now.
How's the cheese?
Do you get offended if I say Wisconsin?
And the Miller.
Cheese is good. Cheeses.
They have the St. Croix factory for fishing rods
hey,
up there.
Praise
I would
Jesus.
Love to go there. Do you say cheeses?
Wisconsin, yeah. Cheese.
Oh, I did have a cheese head growing up.
Weirdo.
Yeah.
Is that what they called it?
Like, no, it was a
oh, look at that little
square
cheese
of cheese that was
said,
a hat.
We always said toe head growing up. Oh, look at that little toe head.
No, I could take it off.
Like,
it was a hat.
Yeah, Wisconsin kids were called cheese heads. Oh, look at that little cheese head running around cross-eyed.
Oh, my goodness.
Dude, I lied. Comments are strolling in.
Yeah, maybe Wednesdays.
You need to read them off.
Maybe we need to keep going on Wednesdays here.
No, we just have really good
No,
friends.
Rosemary, I'm sniffing. I'm just still recovering. Pastor Derek says Donna made burgoo, which was amazing. I don't know what burgoo is.
It's a country gumbo.
Oh, Rosemary.
I get it. I like it. That was
funny.
The best.
That was... Oh, Joe Biden.
You get it? Joe Biden. Joe
he would love Lich. Wisconsin with all the cheese heads. Got it.
He does it for the heads that he sniffs, but also for the lines of Coke that he does.
No, that's
wow, that I feel like.
Wouldn't he have more energy? Don't you think we could get better results if he was on Coke?
I think all presidents are on some sort of like methamphetamine.
Do you think they're like shot up?
Oh, yeah.
They are pretty old, and they work a lot of hours.
There is no way Trump ran like he did on Diet Coke alone. He did drink enough Diet Coke to kill a small elephant in a day's time, but Like, there's no way he was running around on his...
None of these guys are young.
His working out regiment that he had.
What's his name's young? The one dude from Cincinnati. Vivek?
Oh, the...
Ramaswamy?
He's from Cincinnati?
Dude.
He's from Cincinnati.
I didn't know that.
I see so many videos of that guy popping up. And I think
the next president.
Hold on. Sorry. I'm sorry. If we're going to talk this, I mean, we got to have the right...
Randy says, sounds like we're racist to the North people.
What? Oh, no. No, I lived in Maine for 5 years. You don't get much more northern than that.
Yeah, right? He's one of them. We are racist against Joey, though, so kind of technically he's right.
Pastor Derek, if you feed us, I think we'll find our way to you.
You've said this a few episodes
now. Can we make it happen?
I don't know.
I've been asking you guys to make dumplings for weeks.
I brought Indian food.
Tabitha's mad at us. Why are you mad? We're here.
We messed up our Thursday night plans.
We're so sorry. We weren't going to be there tomorrow night, so it's either... tonight, or and Matt's here too.
Matt Barbre. Hey,
Barbre. It's Italian.
Barbre.
Barbre.
I thought it was Barbre.
Barbre.
Yeah.
He like that spaghetti.
We were kind of touching on the NFL there. Do you want to jump into some NFL stuff for a second?
Dude, I don't want him to get mad at us and shut us down.
What if I said it has nothing to do with the actual gameplay? I just have some feelings about it.
Okay, tell us your feelings.
Yeah, I think I will, because it kind of grinds my gears.
Sit down and listen up to what Joey's got to say.
If you want.
Have we figured out what music keeps getting us kicked off of...
other countries? I have no clue.
We're getting kicked
off?
Dude,
you know nothing about this show.
When did this happen?
Every Facebook post we make on the live, we get it taken down for... the sound gets taken down in other countries because Facebook doesn't have rights to music in other countries.
That sounds like a Facebook issue, not ours.
It's not ours, yeah.
Are we popular internationally?
Technically, yeah. We've been listened to in Singapore. We've been listened to in Sweden. We've been listened to...
Wow, Sweden, yeah.
Yeah, we do have a reach.
Maine, that's the east, people. Maine is very north, Randy, but you're right. It's a different north.
You did?
It's a different
north. You went through a a Taliban phase, right, when you were in Maine?
No, I don't remember that.
No.
What?
I don't know.
I was trying
east.
Yeah,
that's
true.
That's Middle East.
Oh, so you're northeast?
Yes.
Germany?
Technically,
it's a different Taliban.
Technically,
Russia?
Wisconsin is much more mid than Maine.
That's an expression nowadays. The kids use that.
What?
That's mid.
Oh, yeah, I have heard that. Yeah. It's like, it's okay.
Hey, Noah, what's that mean? When something's mid?
Is it when somebody agrees to come cut your grass, but they never show up?
Oh, bet. I didn't use that right.
Oh. Oh, yeah, he's very mid.
Me? Well, hey, that's a step up from where I was.
I think it's the same term as suck, then?
No. Mid sucks. Mid is you're decent.
It's medium.
You're just, you're right, you're middle.
Mediocre?
Yeah, you're average. You're not terrible, but you're not great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Joey's preaching is mid.
Like, ouch, for sure, man.
At best.
No, I'm just thinking of expressions.
Brett's like, on his best day. On his best day. You're like, no, I didn't mean any of the words I just put together.
Oh, no,
I just put words together.
I didn't think about it, then say it, and then not mean it.
Yeah.
I just...
Yes, Rosemary Group is still on for tomorrow. But we just know that we people might not have
Joey doesn't get paid by the hour. He gets paid by the soul.
Speaking of the NFL tomorrow, which is why we've changed our schedule for this evening.
Nobody was talking about the NFL.
Just us.
I got a bone to pick with the NFL here, okay?
Okay.
Let's talk about this for a second. When I was young, it was Sunday at 1 o'clock was the first game that would start. And then eventually, NFL's compared to rugby. In college, they were trying to put a rugby team together. They were going out asking everybody, hey, you don't play rugby? You don't play rugby? And somebody asked me about it, and I was like, isn't that the sport you have to, like, tape your ears on and tape your butt together so it doesn't get ripped up? And they're like, oh, yeah, that's what it is. And like, nah, I'm
so
good,
you
bro.
You played without tape.
Yeah. You can literally just get your ear ripped off.
Ooh.
No, I'm good. So Sundays at 1, and then eventually they got Monday night games, which is cool. You got nothing else going on Monday. That's fine. And then, what is it, like 10, 12 years ago, they started doing Thursday night football, which I didn't mind either. Thursday night, no biggie. Once college football's over, they do Saturday football too. That's fine. College is over Saturday. But they always had the respect to wait on Sunday until 1 p.m. to start their games.
Yeah.
And then they started to go international.
Hey, man. The world's going to hell in a handbasket.
Yeah, hold on. I'm gonna get there.
Inez went wet too. I don't know what we're going to do.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to be able to handle it.
No. People are going to... It's just going to turn into a whole purge.
A hooch fest.
everybody's just going to be purge. Going, there's no rules. Yeah.
We can what? So now they have these international games, which is not a big deal. I didn't even think about it when they first started. But guess what, you guys? Other countries operate on different time zones than we do. Did you know that?
Huh.
Yeah. Turns out, if you play a game in Germany, that game kicks off at 9:30 a.m. on Sunday morning in the East Coast.
Wow. It's great.
It's terrible. We're having church, people, in the morning. Okay? NFL, you already own basically everything. You're a multi-billion dollar industry. Can you give us just Sunday morning until 1 p.m.? Can you just give us a little bit of buffer there so we can have our services? I got people in the sound booth looking down at their phones watching the game. The guy running the camera is distracted because he's looking for touchdowns. And I'm like, what is happening over here, you guys? Can we just have church and then football? You guys with me here?
No.
Okay, yeah, I wasn't feeling the support there.
Well, I mean, you know, it's hurting your business, God's business. It's hurting your flow, you know what I'm saying? Like, you see, it's like me trying to care about the podcast and you guys watching a football game during the middle of the show.
So you know how I feel.
Yeah. I'm more on Josh's side than on your side.
So you know how I feel. Yeah,
I do. So I got a question. Can you look on the chat and see if you can say Jason's last name?
Yeah, I'll try. Whew, okay, Jason, I'm gonna try this, and I apologize if I mess it up.
I know it. He's a friend of mine from back home, so.
Weffenstedt.
Good job.
Did I get it?
You got it right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I know it. It's Weffenstedt.
Yes. Yeah.
No, Randy has the best advice. Stop scheduling church services during the games.
True.
Randy, I hear you.
What in the Bible says Sunday, you know?
Here's the problem, Randy. I'd have to schedule church services for like 3 a.m. on a Sunday after or Sunday morning if I was going to get a time without a game, because they just have games everywhere now.
Here's what I don't get. Jesus rested on Sunday, you know?
We work harder on Sunday as a volunteer than anybody.
Well, that and some people, it's their job to preach on Sunday. Aren't you supposed to be resting?
Yeah. No, I have my day off is Friday.
That's what Monday is. Oh, you do Friday?
Mm-hmm.
Monday's so much better.
No, Friday is great.
Explain this to me. That's a general question.
What? Well, back in the day, the Sabbath wasn't just one day. It was it would be the whole weekend.
If you want to observe this and you want it to work for you right, go to Kentucky Mountain Bible College. They uphold it to the T.
No, they don't.
You can't buy That's a can impossible. Of pop out of a vending machine on a Sunday.
They don't count their steps, do they?
Dude.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
Hey, let's get Rob Pokai on the show. Dr. Pokai, we need you in here to explain things of how the real people do church.
Are you serious? They count their steps?
Dude, they hold out the sheets. They do it all. That was a reference from a couple weeks ago.
There you go. Go to that
church. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
No, they don't go to that close.
Rosemary, they have football games on Saturday. College football Saturday, and then the NFL moves in when college is over.
I get it. We'll just... Sunday night church.
They have games Sunday night.
Yeah, I know, but it's usually Dallas. Nobody cares about Dallas.
He's got a point. He's got a point. A rotating schedule. We just, hey guys, NFL's on this one. So.
Connect with every pastor in America. That would work.
You get the 30 minutes between the 30 minutes between the 1 o'clock games and the 4 o'clock games.
Yeah, and they put us on the Red Zone channel, and everybody goes to church for 30 minutes.
Yeah,
and
take that deal.
Yeah, what if you worked out a deal that they would broadcast you as preachers as well in between the games? I'm sure NFL would be very interested.
Could you read Brandon's comment there? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I don't want to try to read that one.
Kaka, my favorite Rob saying.
Is that Kaka? Okay.
Yeah.
Kaka!
Yeah, Rob Poka.
Real people? What, Matt? Matt's watching on...
Real people?
Yeah.
We're on that 30-second delay that you could have fixed.
You're right.
I don't know.
Sorry. So it actually doesn't really grind my gears that much. I just thought it would make a funny segment.
I feel like this is the best rant you've had in a while.
Nice.
Yeah.
So I'm really not that passionate about it. I'll be honest with you.
He was about to bring up Damar Hamlin. You know, he died on the football field
on a Sunday night. Mm. Thank you, sir, for playing on not a Sunday morning.
Thanks for dying on.
He didn't die. He's alive.
He rose again.
He was resuscitated.
3 hours later.
That was the craziest.
I'm trying to relate it to Jesus.
I know, yeah. That might be one of the craziest things I've ever seen.
To death.
So before that, it was. I'm staying away from death today. Yes. Do you remember when Kevin Ware snapped his leg like on Thanksgiving or whatever?
No, that was in the Final Four.
Yeah, or it was on Easter. It was on some holiday. I remember I was with my family eating like a holiday meal, and all of a sudden we had the game on, and then it went quiet, but it was still happening. And we're like, "What happened?" And then they showed the replay once, didn't they? Mm-hmm. And after that, they're like, "We're not showing it again."
Oh yeah, because your little girl was like, "Ta-da!"
No, that was DeMar.
DeMar, okay.
And she was freaking out. Yeah. She asked me because so it
I
was
thought
actually
she asked
cool
it again later
when about we watched the game. Was that last week? Last Sunday night?
Yeah.
I made sure that she saw him there, and I was like, "Look, Lily,
he's
like,
good.
Like he's fine. He didn't play, but like he's fine.
It's just a Mandela effect. He's fine.
Rosemary has a." A conspiracy theory that DeMar died for real and that the guy that
he's
plays DeMar is an imposter now. Oh. I have not heard that one.
There's a lot of clones out there.
Are there?
Let's be honest. He's only on the Buffalo Bills because he died.
Hey,
let me be honest. Are you saying they would have cut him?
He's not even on the...
He hasn't played all year.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
He's now a puppet for all intents and purposes.
Well, he'll get a job somewhere else probably.
Maybe.
What?
Arby's is
three snaps.
I don't think he played. I don't. Maybe he might play, but he doesn't play much.
I'll be honest. I'm only doing this for you because I heard what Buffalo Bill did. That was on a Joe Dirt reference.
It puts the lotion on.
Dude, that was my favorite short. My favorite short you ever made.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You like that? You should have heard the one today because I put in Whopper Whopper, Double Whopper.
Whopper.
Into the
video. That was to do with DeMar Hamlin went straight from this guy almost died on the field to go consume Whoppers.
Well, if you would have watched the video today, you would have heard it.
Jeff says the NFL has enough money to make fake DeMar work.
True. I agree.
That statement alone is true, but I believe that he lived.
He lives to play a game again. He walks the field. And
roll it.
I don't know. I mean, I'm making the relation here. You're making a church and football relation. I'm just saying they made DeMar Hamlin a figure.
So, yeah, NFL, just back off. Can we just have 9 to noon on Sunday morning, please?
That's a long church service.
No. That's for all the churches that meet on Sunday
morning. What about
the
time change and the time difference from the West Coast to the East Coast?
You know, you're right. I'm just complaining.
You're being absurd, Joseph.
Yeah, that's the point. That's what makes it a good segment.
Wait, I have questions.
Yeah. yeah. You got something?
Maybe.
Ready to get your ear holes blessed? Take it away, Josh.
Yeah. All right, don't look at these. Well, you can look at them. Here's a few cards. I'm going to give Brett. Right.
It's a... 3 of hearts.
A few cards.
Was this your card?
Now stand up, and Brett's going to cough up a sweet tart rope, and that's going to be your card.
Okay. It's going to have your card number etched in it.
So,
with your stomach acid.
For my segment.
He's the Lazarus of football.
Oh, they're reading off comments.
Yeah. Oh. Well, we're playing a game here. Okay. I have 5 cards.
No, I'm going to explain it. So... being Christian folk as we are, I know, holier than all y'all, and
that's
instead of holier than thou,
not how that works.
I found a Christian game that is a card game that's a lot of fun. There's a meme guy out there who has a meme page on Instagram and TikTok and all those fun things.
Mm-hmm, yes.
And his show is called The Bible is Funny. I don't know if you can see that properly. Me and Joey both have it here. But yeah, the Bible is funny. He takes actual scriptures and makes them humorous, or finds scriptures that are humorous, and he'll make a funny little meme about it, or find a little joke about it. He was doing so well at this that his name's Anthony. I can't remember his last name. I've got it written down. His name is Anthony, and he made a card game out of it, which is what we have here, the Bible is Funny card game. So it's a lot like Apples to Apples or Cards Against Humanity.
Yeah.
Cards Against Humanity.
We're not gambling,
Rosemary.
Game
of hilarious pairings. It's a party game of hilarious pairings for verses out of context. So what we're going to do is we'll be showing a card that will give us a basic phrase.
Okay.
And the cards that we hold in our hands are all scriptures. So they're all scriptures that were basically taken out of context that we could use to say what we think is the best piece for the card that's going to be laid down.
But how will they see the cards?
Oh, Joey, we put in a lot of work for this.
Boom.
I'm going to...
Ooh, why is it so bright?
What?
What
is he talking about?
So I'm going to place a card down, and you're going to see it in this block.
Okay.
This one says, I knew things were going well when my date said...
I knew you were trouble when you were...
Is that showing up well enough, or should I do the black side or the darker side?
I think that shows up okay.
Does everybody see that okay? I knew things were going well when my date said. You guys have a card picked out?
Jeff has a great idea. We do. I talked about this earlier. We do a football coverage show, but with the priest, preacher, godly person, people commentating. So I think the NFL would sue us, right? Sorry.
Yes. Oh, yeah. 100%.
Well, the prompt was, I knew my date was what? I think I have one here.
Yeah.
It says, I knew things were going well.
Yeah.
I knew things were going well when my date said. You got your card? I can read mine first.
Yes, yes.
I'm using Judges 16:6.
Okay. Do you want me to read mine?
We can read them, and then I'll place them down.
You have to read the prompt and then the verse.
Okay. Read the prompt and then the verse.
I knew my date was going well when my date said...
Oh, I thought you were going to read yours.
Oh, you were up.
Oh, okay, I'll go to one. When my date said, please tell me what makes you so strong and what it would take to tie you up secretly or securely. Judges 16:6. That is scripture. I'm trying to get it there. That's mine. So then we'll see what you got.
I knew my date was going well when my date said, yes, I know, be quiet.
Ooh, that's a good one.
2 Kings 2:3.
These are scripture.
Yeah, these are scripture.
What did your date say?
I knew my date was going well when my date said, this thing that you have done, not good. 1 Samuel 26:16.
You guys get to vote. Joey, Brett, or Josh?
This is fun. I like
Hopefully
this
you can read
lot.
These. If you guys want to vote 1, 2, 3, Josh is 1, Joey's 2, Brett is 3. Please let us know what your vote is for these. It's not showing up on Facebook yet.
3, my lord.
3, my lord. While they're voting, can we do the next one? And then they'll catch up? How does that work?
Well, I think these are really hilarious, though.
I'm really, I like this game.
I don't know if we can let them vote, but I think Brett won that one. Mine was pretty silly.
Secretly?
I did not win. I know.
They should be voting right now. Yeah. There'll be people commenting in. Brett wins.
Yeah, Brett. Brett.
Brian Daniels.
Brandon's going to play it at his board meeting.
I will send you 3. The link to All be right. able to purchase this.
Brett gets that dub.
Yeah, Brett gets that one. Good job, Brett.
Thank you.
We'll go to the
Thank
next you. One here.
I need to buy this game. Do you have 2 copies of it?
Yeah, but I have it as a gift for someone.
For me?
For Joey?
No.
Oh. Hey, somebody voted for you, Josh. 2 votes for Josh there.
Aw.
I didn't get any votes.
Are they real
I deserve
people?
Them. Adam and Matt.
Oh, yeah. Them's my peeps.
Whoa.
Thanks, guys.
And
Jason Wiffenstedt.
Oh, I'm so happy I got that.
I'm really surprised.
Matt, you're right. We should really use our names instead of the numbers.
Well, let's use number. Names.
Why would
Sorry
we use
that.
Numbers and not your names?
Okay, get ready to pick
your... heathens.
Because they were all voting for me and they thought...
Yeah,
your true. Mother gave you a name, sir.
My mother gave me a name. Everclear.
My daddy gave me a name.
My daddy gave me a name. My daddy gave you a name. So this one says...
You got deep for that
this
one.
This one says your boss. So your boss. Boss says, hey... I'm going to need you to work late tonight. Me, I say. So your boss needs you to work late tonight. What do you say in return through scripture here?
Can I get another 5th card?
You can.
No, it's okay. It's all right.
It really doesn't matter if you want another one. There you go.
James liked 2.
Yeah, I got one. Thank you. That was a good one. Oh, hey, thank
he
you,
liked
James.
Yours. The only person in the internet that liked yours. this is funny.
Taco Cat.
Goat cheese, pizza, a run. That's
Taco Cat. Yeah.
That's a game.
Okay, so what was the prompt again?
The boss says, hey, I'm going to need you to work late. What do you say in return?
Okay, all right. The boss says, hey, I'm going to need you to return late. Work what late. Do you say in return, Josh? Go.
I don't have mine.
I have one.
I've been working everything up.
Go okay, ahead. Here we go. The boss says, hey, you need to work late. What do I say in return? Even though you detain me, I will not eat any of your food. Judges 13:16.
Nice. I love that there's scripture. These are actual scriptures.
Yeah, this is real scripture. We're not.
The first one's Joey. Brett, you got yours?
Yeah. The boss says, you're going to have to work late tonight. I say, you son of a perverse and rebellious woman. 1 Samuel 20:30.
Yes. Nice.
Jeff is right. We should hold as many cards as possible because that gives us the opportunity to give better
I'll
answers.
I'll give you more.
I love that they're producing us for us. This is great.
My boss told me I had to work late. In return, I say, how long are you going to be drunk? 1 Samuel 1:14.
Oh, this is a good group here. Okay, so Josh is the drunk one. Brett is the you son of a perverse and rebellious woman.
I'm watching on the live right now, so they've not seen all of them just
yet.
Oh,
cool. So, okay, sorry.
So I can see. Hopefully we can get
here,
that lined up.
While we're waiting, give us more black cards so we can have lots of different. I like this. This is fun.
Here, you already had an extra one, so I'll give you. Well, here you go.
I just burned it.
It's fine. Okay. Yeah, we'll be getting ready after their votes come in. Here, Brett. Here's three.
These are so handpicked. Like,
there's a ton.
This
of
is
them
a
here
great time.
Okay,
to
now
talk about why you need to know context of scripture and why where it sits in the Bible matters.
Brian Daniel says Brett wins again. Rosemary says Brett. I've got a vote. Brett's got another vote.
Man,
I've got a vote.
I'm just not.
James says three. Three James, we got rid of the numbers.
Yeah, that's Brett. Three is a Brett. Right?
Mm-hmm. Three's me, bruh.
Is it? My bad, man.
Yeah,
my
you
bad
being mid. That's cap and stuff.
That was the Bible call. Oh, okay.
Yeah, oh, Brian Daniel says four. That is not an option.
No, that was him. He made up a better one.
Oh, he made up a better one.
Matt says right. Brett.
Okay, Brett wins that one again.
Adam picked. I was number one, wasn't I, on that one?
Yep.
So did I get any? I think I did get a few.
We tried to get rid of the number scheme. It didn't work.
Right.
Okay. We'll do maybe one or two more.
At least one, maybe two. This is fun. I'm enjoying this.
This one might be fun. So this one says, my wedding vows, from the moment I first saw you, I knew. So these are your wedding vows. From the moment I first saw you, I knew. From the moment I first saw you, I knew.
All right, I got one.
One day, Brandon. One day, not this day. Can I get a handful more?
Got one.
These are not
all right. Wedding vows from the very first moment. From the very first moment I saw you.
Okay, I got one.
From the very first moment I saw you, isn't her younger sister more attractive? Judges 15:2.
Oh, that's going to be tough to beat.
That is a tough one. I think I got it. Though.
From the very first moment I saw you, I knew I have bad news for you. 1 Kings 14:6. And I'm not going to win this one.
From the very first moment I saw you, I knew, give me children or I'll die.
I'm just going to go ahead and say Brett won that one.
That's so good.
Here's a couple more cards.
Give me children or I'll die.
Don't care how you get them.
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily say how the process in which you get those children. Oh, my goodness.
What do you guys think on that one?
So, yeah, read the whole chapter or book, maybe do some study behind where it comes from.
It won't be near as funny if you don't.
You know, context really matters.
Brandon Morris says Joey finally won one.
Hey, no, I think he said Joey.
Fitting to
one day I will.
Oh, he's using Ebonics. Yeah. My bad. That's Ebonics, right? James says Brett wins that one.
Yeah, Brett, how'd you get all the good ones?
I'm playing on, those are the first five Josh gave me.
He's just playing the hand that he was dealt.
Just the scriptures that God gave him.
All right, hit us with our last one.
All right. We're going for the sweep.
I think you are going for the sweep right here. Undefeated, never lost.
Okay, this is your crush saying this to you. I really love you as a brother. Well, this is brother / sister in Christ. You say blank. So I really love you as a brother in Christ. You say this back. It's just your crush.
Okay.
I really love you as a brother in Christ.
I think I have this one back. Okay. She says, I really only love you as a brother in Christ. And you say back, who told you you were naked? Genesis 3:11.
Dang. That's an abrupt scripture there, Pastor.
That's the only one that fit that.
Brett, let's see. Go ahead. I got it. Yeah. This is from the book of Job. If my crush said, "I really love you as a brother in Christ," I would say, "If only you would shut up and let that be your wisdom." Job 13:5.
Randy, we're working on that. Next week, we will have that done better. Randy says it's the delay is bad.
Oh,
and he's right.
This is the second week in a row he said that. Thanks, Randy.
Seriously though, Randy, thank you.
Yeah, we were going to fix that this week, but yeah.
Hold on. What did my crush say?
Your crush says, "I only love you as a brother."
I love you as a brother in Christ. So you say,
"Let me tell you what the Lord said to me last night." First time.
Gosh,
15.
Winner, how winner. Did you get all the good ones?
Chicken dinner.
Man, Brett with the sweep.
Dang, that's totally Brett.
Well done, sir.
Yeah, that's a good one. Let me tell you what the Lord told me.
I was hoping I could play this one because I think you guys would like it.
Hold on. I have any that I didn't get
to play? I
was going
to say, we could just read them all.
Oh, yeah. One, 2 Kings 9:11. What did that madman want? Is everything all right? Nah, I wanted to
play
that one.
Did you read what Brian texted?
Everyone vote Joey as a prank since we, yeah.
The one I wanted to play for you guys is, "A man who has lost his hair and is bald is clean." Leviticus 13:40.
Preach.
Truth.
"You have done things to me that should never be done." Genesis 29.
That's what you should have played there.
Yeah.
But there's nothing that's been done between them because she just loves him as a brother.
"I just love you." How many times has the girl
said?
That's
the friend zone.
Yeah. "Hey, I just love you as a brother," but
no. You're right. That would have been a better one. You got me. Thank you, Brian. That was awesome.
Randy,
I love it.
Thanks,
we
Randy.
Should. We need to make that reoccurring, and we need to add some sound effects or like a special, you know,
intro. We could play this again sometime.
Imaging for
like
that.
When we don't have anything left, we could just play this again sometime.
That was very fun.
Man, I can't go up to the topic. Fun. Hey, let's play the Bible. Hey. Let's fix the timing of the chat, and then...
We're on it.
Are we? I've been on it.
Oh, my goodness. Joseph. Hey, your father-in-law's proud of you. You got a segment, story time?
Sure.
Yes. Story time with Brett.
Josh is now just mad because I beat him in the game.
Beat me like, let me find a scripture for it. He beat me. I'm very old. Joshua 23:2.
Joshua.
NIV. Yeah. By the way, sorry, before we jumped into that, the Bible is funny. I'll put a link on our pages if you want to click on it. I'll just make a post of the link that you can get this game for yourself to play with your friends and church folk or just by yourself if you're really lonely.
I guess you could, but it would be significantly less fun.
You could make this your devotional time.
That's how you memorize
scripture? You get a card every morning and be like, if this is how you are going to treat me, please go ahead and kill me.
That would have been great for the last one.
Let's start the day.
Let's start the day.
Sorry. You want to take that camera off and put it on regular camera?
Oh, thank you. Yes. Yes, I do want to do that.
Thank you for being in control of the computer.
Thank you for being a friend. All right, Brett, you got anything?
Yeah.
this is great.
What happened? Leon?
What?
Go ahead.
What? I'm excited.
Leon commented, and I thought you or is that? Yeah, Leon.
No, I'm excited for this. I forgot this was what we were going to talk about, and it just hit me. And we haven't talked about this pre-show, so I'm excited.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
You okay there, bud?
Yeah, choking on cookie dough bites.
That's why we don't eat during.
They're so good.
Hit me up.
Yeah,
hit me up.
Let him choke on one real quick.
While you're introducing the segment, I'll eat a couple.
So,
man, you really like choked on that one. It's in there.
Yeah,
it's Prego.
When so you know Matthew Perry just died, R.I.P.
Unfortunately, yes.
R.I.P. Bing.
R.I.P. Yep. Chandler.
R.I.P. Bing. R.I.P.B.
R.I.P.B.
Sorry, go ahead.
Rest in peace, Bing.
Yeah, I did.
Rest
love
in
show,
the most
the
peace.
It was one of my favorites.
Never seen a whole episode.
What?
Not surprised.
It just wasn't my jam.
Wasn't in his. Dexicon.
Okay.
Lexicon. Yeah. So
don't
anyway,
talk about your in-laws.
Those are really good.
That's what Leon just said.
Yes. Is that a scripture?
He's not going to talk about his in-laws.
So we were watching the episode of Friends.
Yeah, okay.
And it's the one where they're getting married. Yeah. You've never seen the episode, but you've seen that?
I keep up with pop culture.
How you doing?
How you doing?
You can't say it if you've never seen it.
His name's Joey.
Smelly cat, smelly cat.
I don't get that reference.
What are they feeding you?
It's right over my head.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Little anyway. Sebastian, you probably don't know him either.
Pivot.
Wait.
Yeah, that's good. You did it. That was
okay.
I just know a couple popular
that's
ones.
That's the one episode.
Bet he's never watched.
No, I haven't seen it. I just know that that's from Friends. I don't.
He heard somebody else quote it.
He's right.
No, it was the episode where Ross is getting married to Emily in London.
Ross is
the paleontologist dork brother.
You would like him.
He's the guy that plays in Band of Brothers. He's Lieutenant Sobel.
David Schwimmer. Yeah.
The knowledge you have anyway. And don't at the same time baffles me.
I'm an enigma.
He's getting married. Not an illusion. And he's still in love with Rachel, who's another friend on there.
Rachel is Jennifer Aniston.
Correct. Yes, okay. She is.
Who's Emily? Sorry, you don't
she's
have to
a random
this
character that
she's
Ross
not one of the
getting was, married
no, no, no.
to.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was
but he loves
married.
Rachel.
He's always loved Rachel. Yeah.
So why is he marrying Emily? That sounds dumb.
Because Rachel doesn't want anything to do with him. Oh. Watch the show,
did
man.
Did she friend zone him?
Jeez.
No, they dated for a while and they fell out of love because he cheated on her, kinda. They were on a break.
You know what grinds my gears?
Yeah, this guy.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Anyway. So you're the question, they're doing their vows, and he says, do you Ross take Emily to be? He's like, I Ross take Rachel. He said,
and
they're the girl's name. Yeah.
And the laugh track went,
wait, in the ceremony?
Yeah.
He says
in London, right? Yeah, they were in London too.
And she's, So,
didn't she become a lesbian after they got married too?
No, that was his first wife.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So he said the name of not just an ex,
but
an ex that he like
that was in the wedding.
Who was actually coming to the wedding?
She was there.
No,
tell him that she loved him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh,
I need to watch this show.
Don't get married. I love
you.
Yeah.
So the question
and didn't she tell him before the wedding? Is the reason he said
no? He talked to her.
He talked,
but she didn't tell.
Randy thinks I'm a closeted Friends fan.
You probably are.
Yeah,
I'll tell you my Friends story off air.
Okay. Wait. What?
Just don't let me forget. I'll tell you.
Is it that bad? Do we have to ask for?
Did you hook up with Jennifer Aniston?
No.
I would hate you so much if you said yes. Man, that's been a crush for years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
She's my.
That's legitimate.
Yeah, right next to Brad Pitt. She's my next one.
Literally
so
right next to.
Emily is standing there. They're getting married. He says, Rachel.
Ross, do you take Emily?
Is Rachel there yet? She's not there.
She's there.
She is there.
Thank you, Rachel.
So what happens?
She goes on with...
I think that was the end of the season, and that was like the season finale. You don't know what he said.
Oh,
or don't know what happened.
Those jerks.
So we obviously it's over now, so we get to watch it continuously.
Yeah.
But so she marries him. She goes through with it, but then she like hates him. I never understood that
resentment.
Yeah. Well, why finish the ceremony? So she winds up they wind up married, but then she like locks herself in her room at the reception, and then she runs off. And long story short,
again, annulment.
He was about to go on their honeymoon, and Rachel, her flight was late, so he says, "Well, Emily's not coming on the honeymoon. Why don't you come with me?" And she's
wait,
like,
why
okay.
doesn't Emily go?
Because she's mad at him for saying the wrong name.
Yeah.
So
she runs away. And
it got to be too much, and she ran away.
So his solution for that was, I'm going to take the person who I said instead.
Yes. So he
paid for it.
Already
it was
paid
expensive.
For it.
That's
and
that's
she was like,
sus?
Rachel.
Yeah, just a bit.
Rachel was like, why don't you just go? And he said, why don't you just come with me? She said, okay.
And the audience goes, oh.
Yeah. So she goes and gets on the plane.
I don't
that. Emily shows up and sees them hugging and then takes back off, and he chases her. So she sends her to
Greece. She was going to be like, okay, listen.
She was
going to
work things out, and then she saw them together.
Because they gave up
that Once
quick.
He takes her with him on the trip, it's no redemption.
We were on a break.
He didn't get on the plane.
He was going to.
He was going to, yeah.
So it's done at that point.
Yep. You should watch the episode. I think you would like it.
Yeah, it's the show.
So they get annulled or whatever?
I don't know. They don't ever really
He just
say.
Explained all that to bring
yeah,
up this.
To bring up. So if you're on your wedding day.
Okay. Okay. Yep.
And
yep.
you ask your wife or you're getting married to your wife
and you
say the wrong name, does your wife still marry you?
I think so. It depends. If you just say the wrong name, it's not that big a deal. If you say the wrong name and it's somebody you used to love, then it's a much bigger deal.
Well, it is someone she used to love.
Someone you used to love.
No. Oh, you say it or she says it?
So if I said the name of an ex, in my wedding vows, yeah. would my wife still marry me?
Yeah. Yes, if you were like, I Joey, take you.
Yeah, I think so. I think I could be like, oh, I don't know why that happened. I'm sorry.
If it was my wedding day and I was looking at Kelly Marie in the eyes and I said an ex's name that she knew in my vows, she would not only not marry me.
She would murder you.
She would stab me in the eye, then take that eyeball out and shove it between my toes. And she drags my foot across broken glass to add insult to injury.
I thought you were going to say she would stab you in the eye, put it back in just to stab you in the eye again.
Possibly.
What is F-S?
She would murder me, man. She would not be cool with
it. Is that a show reference?
Not
FFS?
They might have said on their...
Oh, no, I get it now. It stands for something.
Oh.
Took me a second.
Oh, friends, friends. But yeah, no, it would not fly over well. She would not go through it.
Yeah, Sarah, I asked Sarah.
Hey, this is an idea I've got for a segment. Would you?
Yeah, she was like, no. She's like, yeah, I don't think
it would
I
be
could.
Over.
Yeah, she's like, I don't think I could.
Yeah,
I could do that.
That's just too much. It's too much. Got it.
Yeah, yeah. I think my wife would be like, oh, okay, like that was stupid, but
no. No.
There's no way. You
There's
need to ask
no,
her.
She would not.
Call her right now.
Have her you can.
She's asleep.
No, she's
She's
Christina,
watching.
If you're watching, could you
she's
please
not.
Answer the question?
She's going to say yes.
No. Between the two of us, I would be the one that had a bigger problem with that than her.
That was the other question.
Yeah.
Adam said she would definitely do that to you.
No. Christina is much more secure. Like, I'm not insecure in our relationship, but she is much more secure. Like, if one of us is going to be the one that would take that to heart, it would be me. I'd be like, why would you say that? That is the last thing I'd ever want you to say.
I think she
But
would
I would
take
still
it,
marry her.
I think she would take it more to heart than you think.
Yes, but probably not. I think, yeah.
I think so.
I think either of us would still marry each other, but there'd be like a conversation after, like, what was that?
If Kelly did that to me and one of the random Mikes that she used to date was in the audience.
Rosemary said, I'm delusional.
And she said, Mike.
Leon said, be careful, bro.
I would say... It's okay. I look like a mic. Because
Josh is like, you know what? My middle name is Mike.
Dude, yeah. I would just make that up and be like, it's cool, guys. It's cool. No.
I got my name changed.
It's her pet name for me. It's cool. Continue, Pastor. Please. Get this over with now.
This is a great time to ask Leon. Leon, what would you do
if Terry
in the wedding? No.
Oh,
if Brett called Sarah the wrong name during the vows, as the father, what are you doing, sir, when that is going down? You just call. Do you get up and just call it off? You're like, hey, no, sorry, not the guy.
You know how embarrassing that would honestly be.
Yeah, it would be pretty embarrassing. I wonder how many people it's happened to on average.
I don't know.
I mean, I've done a few weddings as a certified minister. but
that,
I've
in
never
your experience.
Had that happen.
This
yeah,
is why
experience.
I tell people don't write your own vows.
That's true.
Just trust me. There's already enough going
he
on.
He didn't
that
write
day.
His own vows. He was just like.
He was repeating after the minister?
Yeah. And yeah. He was so torn up because he really loved
Leon said he would kill you. He just stands up. Whips a pistol off its side, just pops you right there.
I knew this was coming.
He wasn't the right one, honey.
Yeah, he was just like, the minister was like, I, Ross, take the Emily. And he says, I, Ross, take the Rachel.
Oh,
I feel like the people at my wedding, like you and like all of my friends that were there, I feel like if that would have happened and Kelly said the wrong name and everybody knew who that person was, there would just be all quietness and then one person in the audience being like, damn! Like, Donnie Hutch, dude. Like, there would just be that one solitary person.
You're so right. Hey, be quiet.
Donnie,
we told you can't be loud.
He's
today.
Like, but now Mike's here. I see him. He's right there.
He's like, for that, you're not marrying my daughter, Josh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I feel that would go that way.
Yeah.
It's been a good Wednesday night.
Leon said he would forgive you because he doesn't want her back.
I was at a wedding this week where the father got up and said, no take backs.
No take backs.
He's like, she's on your payroll now.
That's funny. That's very funny.
Yeah. I always love asking the dad of like one of the people getting married afterwards, like the dad joke, like, well, you got rid of another one, or, you know, like vice versa.
As he's like crying in his emotions.
Yeah. Like, I don't like this weird emotional moment. Yeah. At least you got rid of that one.
Oh, shoot.
And then they move into their house. And I'm like, I guess you didn't.
Guess you didn't.
Ain't a new one. We got a pod bless?
We do.
Right. Pod bless your heart.
Hey. Killer. Good segment.
Are we a Wednesday show?
Dude.
I think so.
Are we a Wednesday show, you guys?
I mean, it might be.
Are you guys feeling this right now? I'm feeling this right now.
We've consistently... We'll talk about it later.
Yeah, we need to discuss this after. We need to discuss this after.
Yeah, and fix the timing.
Here we go. All right. Tonight, to bless... Off Mike Noah came up with a great story that when he read the... Usually we have to debate
Wait. Yeah. Hi, Granny. How you doing?
What?
Granny Tiny's listening in. It just showed her viewing on Facebook.
Hi, Granny?
Yeah, my Granny Tiny. That's her name cool. is from... Elvatine from Turkey Creek.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, hello, Granny.
My only living Granny at the moment.
That's wonderful.
Love you, Granny. We're getting ready to do a segment from the news and bless somebody's heart. Go ahead, Joe.
This is a real story that happened. When Noah read the headline, it was just, we all agreed immediately this was a story we had to talk about. Oh.
Whoa.
It's doing the thing, I think, where it read. Yeah, we're good. We're good. And it came back as just single comments, didn't it?
Mm.
Yeah, look at that.
No,
whatever.
Again. Oh, yeah, they're singles.
No, they're singles, yeah.
Anyway.
Here we go. Here's the headline. U.S. daycare workers arrested... And now this could go really dark.
Dude,
this is not as dark as it could go.
I hate hearing these kinds of stories. But
for running a fight ring involving three-year-olds.
Okay. This is sounding kind of cool now.
Yeah.
You seen that on the show where the Malcolm in the Middle, where the dads are all watching the kids and they start like doing bets of like how far they can slide the kid on the floor?
I've never seen Malcolm in the Middle either.
Well, there's a funny episode where the dads are like, oh, yeah, we're watching the kids. But they're like doing bets of like what they can get their kid to do.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. But anyway, so they're running a fight club of three-year-olds.
Sheriff Lee Foster said that 14 children between the ages of 3 and 4 were involved. This is in Newberry, South Carolina. Yeah. The two teachers were charged with encouraging children to fight and then not making any effort to stop the violence. Police said Serena Caldwell, age 56, and Erica Johnson, age 27, would direct 3 and 4-year-olds in their care to slap, pull, and kick each other.
Wow.
The fights between the children were caught on camera, and the daycare owner said that both Caldwell and Jones were fired immediately after other staff lodged a complaint against them. The sheriff said that there were 14 children between the ages of 3 and 4 that were involved. He said the two accused would often tell a child in the center that they promoted someone else, or like someone else was getting a reward, and then this would cause a clash between them. Where they would allow the violence to proceed without correction.
Well, I mean, kids need to learn how to be tough, I guess.
It was a situation where they were participating in it by encouraging the kids, and then they looked at it as something equivalent to, and this is a quote, sporting event, where they were kind of trying to motivate the kids into participating in that. A child fight ring. This brings back the age-old question. How many waves of 3 and 4-year-olds is it going to take to overpower you and kill you? I think we have to talk about this.
I think we have to talk about the fact they had a fight club of 3-year-olds.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's bless somebody and then we'll get back into that.
He said, I have no idea what the two daycare workers were thinking of. It's abhorrent behavior, which is abhorrent's a great word to use when you just want to say like you really don't agree with anything that happened.
Were they betting on them?
I haven't seen that yet. No.
Did you just read? Brian Daniels said, I was banned by our children's pastor from working in the nursery for this in college. And that's true.
And that's true. Look, Pastor Lee,
this said, isn't a made up story. You said, really did it.
It's like chicken fights. A parent of one of the victims told local media that their child was told to hit another one and then to do it again. Both the police and the parents.
Old?
You
Claire,
are? I mean,
I'm
we're
not old.
We are. Well, how? She's old.
Claire?
She just got married.
I know, but how old is she now?
I don't know.
Yeah, like, ancient compared, like if a 12-year-old thinks she's ancient, they think we're dead.
I'm close. Yeah. 1 foot in.
Hey, Claire.
But anyway.
How's it going? A parent of one of the victims told local media that their child was told to hit another child and then do it again. Both the police and the parents of the victim said that the fight ring wasn't systematic and that the daycare only had two, quote, rogue employees that were responsible. Erica Jones and Serena Caldwell have turned themselves into the police and will be charged on tried on charges of contributing to the delinquency of a minor and unlawful conduct to a child.
Hold on. Time out.
Time out.
Claire, as the person that just got married.
Oh, yes. Claire.
Oh, you missed the last segment. Yeah.
If Nevin
said his most recent ex's name instead of yours in the vows,
what would you have done?
Would you still have gotten married?
Go.
We will wait for your response. Yeah.
Well, we're going to wait 30 seconds for you to hear the question.
While we talk about this fight ring. So, yeah, these two... wait, what? Okay, yeah, sure, whatever. These two had a child fight ring happening. What do you do if your kid comes home and is like, hey, by the way, I need $20 tomorrow to throw in on this. trust me, I'll get it back to you. Like, I can't lose to this guy.
Why do you need $20? Because I'm taking little Timmy out.
Yeah, I can't lose. Kid's
read,
a punk.
Did you read Noah's comment there?
The first rule of Baby Fight Club.
Not the adults. Claire says walk out immediately. Just turn and just right out the door.
I think that's the correct answer.
She might be right. Just peace and punched him.
Maybe I punched him.
So wait, what if you called him the wrong name? What would you want? What would you expect him to do?
Yeah, Brian Daniel says, daycare fight club, make America great again.
I'm sure Trump's behind
I'm picturing little like boxing gloves like that little for little kids. And, like, they have the mouthpieces and maybe a headset, like a head protector just to keep their little brain safe. And they're like, we were using all the proper equipment.
Oh, they're so resilient. You don't need any pads.
Oh.
Their bones aren't even connecting at that
Randy,
point.
We're going to fix it. I promise. Man, he's just taking that knife and twisting it.
Randy's such a little.
No, Randy. I like cheesehead. Randy. I like Randy on a Wednesday night. He's feisty on a Wednesday night.
Such a cheesehead.
We're glad you're here, Randy.
We don't talk about Baby Fight Club.
But we should bless, I think we should bless the workers.
If we're doing an old fashioned, like you're an idiot pod bless, then it has to be the workers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that's, there's no.
Claire said he might've cried.
He might've cried. He just breaks. He just collapses right there on the, like, on the platform.
It's okay.
She pulled a Joey or he would have pulled a Joey.
It's okay.
Oh, that would have pierced me. I'll be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have to bless Erica and Serena here, I think.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So
I don't think they did very much wrong.
So something I'm thinking about, should I say or not? So should I say it?
Yes. What?
If you have to get a call from the daycare about two workers having inappropriate conduct with the children,
I would immediately want to kill someone.
No, but I'd rather get this call than what other calls could be.
Yeah.
Like in the grand scheme of how people do terrible things,
as a dad,
I would rather get this call
than a dad. You're thinking, howdy do?
I think out of all three of my kids, I'd put Violet in the ring there. She would murder people.
Brian Daniel said, "Daycare Fight Club, a ministry of the Church of Latter-day Joe."
Yes, that's our
callback. Callback to last week.
We don't have preschool. you bring them in, and there's the dads of the church are around the outside ring throwing in cash.
Randy said, if you get this before the show's over, thanks.
Yes, I like this guy.
The timing.
Wait, is he really in Wisconsin?
Yeah.
How did he find us?
Don't worry about that.
Okay.
You got to ask questions.
The podcast found him.
Yeah, we found him. The police better beat me. The police beat me there. Oh, to the daycare. Yeah.
Yeah.
If my kid's coming home with black eyes, like for real, we were joking about other things, but like we have a problem. Like they're going to get a lot of attention from
me. Yeah, but all the different news articles, this is way better news to hear than other things that happen to daycares.
In the grand scheme.
Yes. This is the one I would rather hear about.
I'd rather none of them.
But you better lead off with that first and not be like, hey, there's been some reprimanding of workers because they were inappropriate.
We're not firing them.
Yeah, there's inappropriate contact. It's like, wait, what? Like, oh, yeah, there was a fight club. Like, no. Oh, thank God.
Don't use legal terms. Just tell me. Yeah. They let kids fight each other.
Because we can work with that.
He's like, oh, public school. Got it. Okay, fine.
You're
right. So your next question is, well, how did my kid do?
Yeah. Okay, now that I'm mad, I just want to know how did he do.
The mom's not in the room right now. So you have a good right hook?
Yeah, how many kids did you get through?
Yeah. Did he make it through the gauntlet?
How much more of my life will I never get back? What does he mean?
Oh, from us talking about child fight club.
Just from watching the show on a Wednesday night.
I think we might be a Wednesday show.
Yeah, this is a pretty good Wednesday show.
I'm feeling this.
Yeah. So we bless them.
Erica and Serena, right?
Pod bless your hearts, lady.
Bless those silly goofers that let the kids fight.
Not a good idea if you're an employee of a preschool daycare.
But if you run a fight club.
I mean, so, like, what if you advertise it that
so
way?
So you're a police officer. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, if you want to run it that way and just announce it like, hey, this is a kid fight club. We're going to teach your kids how to be tough.
That's not legal.
Is it? If you tell them.
Sweep the leg. Randy said sweep the leg.
Oh, wait, you just call it like karate or something. Like, oh, karate daycare for three-year-olds.
You could do that.
Yeah.
You're the police officer. You show up.
Yeah.
There's an active child fighting ring happening. Like, there's a fight happening right now. Main card, right? Are you busting them immediately? Or are you going to watch for a couple minutes and then call it?
I mean, it's like walking into a cockfight like that, an illegal cockfight, like chickens, roosters. And you're just like, oh, man, this really happens. Yeah, yeah, okay.
And
like,
they've
got a bunch of pallets stacked up in an arena, and you're just like letting these little kids that can barely walk get in there and just...
You're like, this is real life right now. Yeah. And then you're like, okay, guys, I'm a cop. You got to quit.
All right. Whoa,
get on the ground.
That's a good Kimura.
Is that an Ezekiel choke?
Yeah,
like, that is an advanced technique, sir.
Hey, fireman carry. Look at that. teaching them WWF moves.
Yes. Did that kid just get RKO'd?
It's called the stunner.
Sweet chin music.
Oh, man. Should we switch to... our new baby is what?
Will.
Yep, it happens.
Any
bro.
Advice?
Oh, no advice. You just got to get used to it. Start a podcast so you can
do this
about
so
it.
You can have excuse once a week to leave the house.
Josh immediately finishes the podcast and goes out and smokes.
Crack. Because the kids are in bed, so I mean, hey.
Wait, what?
What? What are you saying? I don't know.
Did you just... Whatever.
No, I don't smoke crack.
We don't condone drug use. Will, you got to come back down and be on, my dude.
Oh, that's who that is. Got
I was wondering. Yeah. I'm glad you said that.
I was like, who is Will? I was
that's
trying to
Will.
Look, I was looking it up on my phone.
He just had a new baby. That's why he's not
Josh
here.
Josh 2.0. Got it.
Josh,
Will,
your replacement.
Will, yes. Babies will suck the life out of you. And it is flu season. There is the stomach virus going around. I just had two kids at the same night throwing up at the top of every hour for 12 hours in their beds, in the floors, everywhere. And my wife is on service as a doctor. Oh. And so I was alone in this venture.
We're supposed to feel bad for
right.
Him.
My wife's doctor was
my
working.
Wife.
So.
No, and then diarrhea hits today. I have to go pick up my son from school because he pooped his pants.
It's called doing your job.
And then the baby was standing in the living room going, hey, Dad. In her diaper, and I'm like, whoa, what was that? And she goes, I tooted. I was like, that was not a toot. That was a full-grown man. Crap your pants. She does it four times, gets on the carpet, the new carpet. Yeah. It's a rough life.
You should just fight them all.
I can't wait to go home and play my PlayStation 5 tonight on my brand-new Call of Duty game. to wash my troubles away.
I thought that was the...
Yeah, Will. Dude, it'll get better. She's a nurse. She should be fine. Just leave her, you know, she'll take care
of
you.
This is actually, this is the easy part.
I listen too.
I hate to tell you that, Will.
I remember his wife's a nurse.
This is the easy part.
It is.
When
the
they're newborn,
part.
they're really easy and portable.
Yeah.
And then, like, between like 6 months and two
first,
and a half.
It's his first kid. So it's like overwhelming to make sure that you're not, you know, they got a rash. Like, oh no, what do I do about a rash? Like, don't overthink things.
Oh, yeah. The best advice you give, like, a first-time parent is they're probably going to be fine.
Yeah. That's the biggest thing.
Like, they're probably fine. It's mandatory pod blessing time. Yeah. Honey, I have to leave. The boys need me.
Seriously. Or you guys could just move down to this area, and you can do the same thing I do. Come over here for podcasts, but don't do anything with the church.
You're here for all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, but not, like, officially. Just to get free things.
You come to like every event we have. You
trick
come
or
to,
treat.
Like,
yeah, all your guys have give out food. When you give out candy. Yeah, all those things.
Maybe Kelly's not employed the way she is. Maybe he's been lying to us about this.
Oh, no, it's not because I have to. It's because I want to.
You like hanging out with us.
Yeah, I like using your guys' tithe money for my ventures. Not the podcast, just free candy and free food. Will, we need to hang out sometime, man. You need to come back
down.
That
sounds like a nightmare.
Wait till the baby's about three. I think you could probably get away.
Two and a half is when you can really start, because then they like know not to grab super sharp knives and put their head in the toilet.
Mine's two and a half, and she's more dangerous now than she ever was.
Noah coined Violet as my intrusive thoughts. She's the kid that's going to be the one that.
Yeah.
That. Drives
that's
me
why
crazy.
It's so close to saying Violet.
Violent Violet. That's what I call her.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's great. That's all I got. I feel like we Might need to, yeah, we need to talk after this.
Let us know in the comments if we need to switch to Wednesday nights, guys.
Randy, this conversation should be shown to people during sex ed. Like, they just cut this part from the show.
Like, at the end of the show, we just vent about our kids sucking.
Do you
like,
see,
oh, my God.
Do you see all the gray in their beard? Do you see the hair they don't have? Do you see the bellies? Like, is this what you want?
I try to hide the belly under the camera, but... Should we play one last card?
Let's do one last. I'm going
for the clean sweep. So all right. Let's go.
All right. Give everybody five black cards.
We're having
cards.
Such a good time.
Yeah. Let me go back to the other camera. We'll send them off with a game.
All right.
We need some good backing music for
and
this
game. And
don't
vote for Joey just because he hasn't.
But if mine is the best, then vote for me.
For those of you that weren't here earlier, we have a church card game.
I'm just pressing buttons.
Here's some cards for you, Joey. We each have scripture cards, and we have a phrase that we have to try to play the best scripture card on.
All right, hit me.
Okay, so I'm going to play this black side as opposed to the white side because it's just so hits so close to home. Matt said Thursdays. My Enneagram number, in a nutshell, is...
I don't know what that is.
Oh, never mind. It's the church version of astrology. You have a number that says what kind of person you are. Oh, you're such a three.
I've never heard of that.
Oh, Kelly loves it. Anyway, I'll switch it up to this.
Sorry.
My campaign slogan when I run for public office. Switch the... Oh, you got it switched. My campaign slogan when I run for office. I'm not going to use this one, but this one says, "We have become the scum of the earth and the garbage of the world." 1 Corinthians.
Yes. I'm not going to use this one. But this one says, "What are we accomplishing?"
My campaign slogan. My campaign slogan when I run for public office is. Anybody?
Yeah, I got one.
Go ahead.
I can see that our voyage is going to be disastrous. Acts 27:10.
Yes. My campaign slogan, what was it? My campaign slogan
when I run for public office.
I run for public office is, the smell will be terrible. John 11:39.
Bring your broom because it's a mess.
It was between that and, well, I'll tell you later.
My campaign slogan when I run for public office will be, I don't feel I've done anything wrong. 1 Corinthians 4:4.
That could be someone else's too. My second answer would have been, these people are not drunk as you suppose. Acts 2:15. But I thought the other was better.
I long to depart. Philippians 1:23.
I long to depart.
If anyone else thinks
no, you will never ever wash my feet. John 13:8.
If anyone else thinks he has grounds for confidence, I have more. Philippians 3:4.
And this is how we're going to end the show. That's enough for now. You may leave.
That was well
done. What's the scripture?
I don't know. Acts 24.
Always read the location. Come on.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Go out there and get you the Bible is Funny card game. It's on Etsy. It's on Amazon. You can get it and have it on for yourself. It's a fun card game with a ton of scripture. And so you can basically be like you're doing a devotional every day when you read them.
Randy's funny. I like this guy. He voted Josh, but before we ever read it, he said had to send it early.
That's good. Good call, Randy.
This is how long it took, like, NASA to communicate with the Apollo orbit, you know, when the rockets were
going. As soon as we get this done, we should do another live real quick just to see if we can get it fixed.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll show you how to. But anyway.
I'm Joey.
I'm Josh.
I'm Brad.
That's off Mike Noah. And this is Pod Bless.
You cut Brad off before you could even say his name.
He said his name, dude.
I'm Brad.
And you're like, I'm Brad Ray Noah. Anyway, it's a great show, guys. Thanks for tuning in with us. Really appreciate you. Make sure to like, share, and subscribe. Follow us on YouTube.
It is for your benefit that I go away. John 16:7.
Perfect.